Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys. You are listening to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Dave Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing tonight? We're ready for another good show. We hope you guys are excited because I think we have some pretty cool topics today. So, Jay, what are we talking about today? Let's introduce it to the people.
So, the topics we're getting into today, guys, is we're going to be talking about Twitter that lays off some employees. We're going to be talking about Playboy no longer doing nude photos. What is that? Baseball. We're going to be talking about a little bit about the baseball playoffs. Cubs, finally, they advanced past the Cardinals. Looks like good things for them. So let's get started. First off, Chris, tell us a little about Twitter laying off some employees.
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard about any of this, but apparently Twitter has laid off about 8% of their workforce. They're trying to do some new stuff, and I guess downsizing is a great way to go for them. I don't know about you, but that just sounds like a bad thing to me.
Just
so you know, it's 8% for them would be 336 people, just letting you guys know.
Yeah, that's still a lot. I mean, whether it's 8% and you look at it like a percentage and you think, oh, that's not that bad, anyone losing their job, first off, isn't a good thing. And 8%, which is 300, I believe you said 36, correct?
Yeah, that's 336 employees.
Got you. 336. That's just a lot of people. And correct me if I'm wrong. I heard that they had because there was two co-founders and one of the sole CEO, and he said there was going to be changes to Twitter. And then the first change he makes is laying off people. Is that correct?
Yeah, he said that it was necessary for them. He actually tweeted, and he said in the tweet he goes, made some tough but necessary decisions that enabled Twitter to move with greater focus and reinvest in our growth. He said, the CEO's name is Jack Dorsey, and that's who tweeted out that remark. But he also goes on to say that the cutbacks are needed to speed innovation, and that Twitter is working around the clock on different things, but that downsizing is one of the ways that they're heading in a new direction, in a better direction.
It sounds like to me, I don't know the guy personally, and I don't really know of him, but it sounds like to me he's just trying to get more money in his pocket, because the first thing he does by becoming the sole CEO is lay off some people. Like, yeah, he probably has some fundamental reasons, but to me, it just sounds like he wants to save some money and get some more money in his pocket.
I mean, exactly, but isn't that what business is about, the bottom line? They're trying to get the highest gross income that they can possibly get, and if downsizing and getting rid of some jobs helps them do that, then, I mean, I guess it's in Twitter's best interest to do so, regardless if there's people's jobs or lives on the line. I mean, it's all about, the total income of the company and what they believe will strengthen Twitter in the end.
Correct, but to me it seemed like they were doing just fine before he became the sole CEO, and with the amount of people that they had, and then as soon as he becomes the sole CEO, not even a couple weeks later, he ends up laying off a whole bunch of people. I mean, if I'm some of his employees, I'm kind of scared for my job. I'm thinking that, you know, my job is not that safe if the first thing he does is go ahead and start firing people. It sounds like he's just trying to make his footprint in the company, whether it's good or bad. He's just trying to make his footprint known, saying, like, listen, things are going to be different now. Now, whether that's good or bad, it remains to be seen. But in my opinion, that's not a good way to start.
Well, Dorsey said in a memo that he released, this is a quote from him. He says, We feel strongly that engineering will move much faster with a smaller and nimbler team, while remaining the biggest percentage of our workforce. And the rest of the organization will be streamlined in parallel. But apparently Twitter, that was the quote that he mentioned about. I just wanted to bring that up to you about why he's doing so. I guess he wants it in a certain direction. But they also offered some good news for their investors. I guess it's all about the investors. But they say expecting third quarter revenue and adjusted earnings both to come in and above the high end of its previously forecast ranges. In its forecast range of $545 million, $560 million in revenue, and $110 million, $215 million in adjusted earnings. So like I was telling you, in the end, it all comes down to the bottom line, and they believe that letting those individuals go will help them and get that bottom line that they're trying to get, and I guess point them into the future that they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the numbers and it's all about the investors. Of course, they want to make their investors happy. And investors, all they look at is your numbers, the money that you're making them and the money that you could be making them if you're moving in an upward direction. So in my eyes, the CEO saw that by laying off some people, it'll save some money, which would make their numbers go up for the investors. So that was probably one of the main factors into his decision. Now, I want to see some new innovative things that they can do for Twitter that, you know, will make it more profitable and more enjoyable. So, I mean, I'm not going to just bag on this guy for the decision he made. He's a businessman, and, you know, I'm sure it was a tough decision. But let's hope that it works out, and I'm waiting to see what he does next to help Twitter in the long run.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you, and we've been talking about how it might be better for the company, but not everyone is happy about this decision. There are people who are wary or against the downsizing and the cutbacks. And, I mean, not everyone's just happy with this decision. I mean, there's a quote that says, it's a tough way for Jack Dorsey to introduce himself to the company, but Twitter needs to tighten its belt until it can figure out its user growth problem. And others are saying that they hope that the shortage in employees doesn't hamper their innovation of new technology or the way to grow Twitter, because even though Jack, the CEO, stated that's the way they want to do it in the future, and they have a vision set and the nimbler team is going to be better, some people think it could hamper them and maybe hinder them in the future. But I guess we'll just wait and see. I'm sorry for the people that were unemployed by Twitter, but you know, because I understand that this job market is tough, but I hope you guys get a new job. I mean, everyone's away. I mean, we're hiring now. If you guys want to work for Cruise Control, just let us know. But that's my final thoughts on this subject, Jay. I mean, you want to end it with anything, or you want it ready to move on to the second topic?
Let's move on to the second topic. Let's move on to Playboy not doing new photos anymore. What's up with that?
I mean, yes, you're telling me, apparently. I mean, that's just the headline right there, and we already know that's crazy. How is Playboy not going to do... They're no longer in feature nude women. I can't even believe this. I mean, I guess they're going for a new image overall, a new appeal. I guess they don't feel as they need to feature nude women in their magazines. I guess it's more going to be about the articles and about what's featured inside instead of the actual women on the cover. They're going for more scantily clad now instead of nude overall, which I don't know if that's good for them or bad for them, because they built their image and they built their brand on, I don't want to say on the backs of nude women, but that's pretty much been what they've been featuring throughout their run, and now they're changing it. I don't know if that's going to alter the entire brand or entire image of Playboy. It has to. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Honestly, I don't think this will work out for them. I think that, like you said, they built their brand and their image off of naked women. And the fact that they're just switching it up, I think a lot of people are not going to be happy about that. And I'm, you know, concerned that they're going to be losing money off of these magazines. They say they want to make it more about the articles, but quite honestly, I don't see people buying those magazines for the articles. Now, people might read them once they have the magazine, but I feel like people initially go buy them because of nude women. I mean, we all love nude women, right? But, I mean, that's pretty much their brand right there, and they're trying to go away from it, and I think it's a risk, and I don't think it'll pay off.
I mean, but if you think about it like this, look, just think about it like this for a second. Now, nowadays, you know, social media, we have, like, internet, everything is higher grade, everything is easier access to come by. Now, Playboy used to be a hallmark, nude women in Playboy used to be, you know, what it was featuring, but now you can just go online and you can see pornographic content to your heart's content, and no one looks at Playboy anymore for the nude women, because you can go online, there's nudity everywhere you go now, not just in Playboy. Playboy was one of the first, like, forebears for having nude women, showing them, you know, parading them around, but now you can find that type of content anywhere. So I assume that their sales were already going down, and most people might have been moving over to reading it. But the website for Playboy had stopped portraying nude women on it in August 2014. And just think about this. They jumped up from visitors to that site from 4 million users to 16 after that change was made. 16 million people. So that's crazy, because now it jumped up by 12 million, like, visitors just because they changed it from having nude women to non-nude women. So within a generation where everything is so easily accessible, I feel like maybe changing your brand is necessary to stay relevant, because when nudity is so easy to come by, Playboy featuring nude pictures of women might not be good enough anymore. I think it's going to be a package. They're going to have to add maybe the article. They're going to have to add something new, something fresh. So maybe the change isn't bad for them. Maybe they see something that we don't see, and they believe it's time to change.
True. I mean, you have a point there. Now that you told me that number, I guess I don't know what I'm talking about, because apparently they went up in sales.
Well, we already knew you didn't know what you were talking about. That's why I had to drop some knowledge on you.
Yeah, thanks for dropping knowledge on me, brother. But
I
want to
give you one more stat, Jay. Playboy circulation in 1975 was at 5.6 million. Do you know what it is currently?
No.
800,000.
Oh, wow.
So when you think That's about horrible. It like that, obviously something has to change. I mean, it's not terrible, but if you compare it from 5.6 million to 800,000, that's a ridiculously large margin, like, that differentiates from. So, I mean, when you can get your nude women from a magazine, or you can get your nude women online in videos, I mean, I don't see much competition there. And if it's just about the articles, I mean, you can look those articles up online, you can read a book, I mean, you can do multiple things. So I feel like this had to change. Like, when you look at it like that, yeah, you say, oh, changing their brand is never good because they're going away from what they started as. But sometimes you need to revamp yourself completely in order to stay relevant. So when you look at it like that, maybe it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe change is needed, because I thought their sales were still going strong. But apparently, looking at the numbers there, they've been dropping for a number of years. So maybe change is a bad thing. Like you said, I mean, nowadays, anyone can get anything online. So if they want to see naked women, they can just go online instead of buying a magazine. So maybe they need to make it more about the articles. And still, you know, because their brand is women, pretty much naked women. So good clad women, maybe it'll make more women want to buy the magazine, because they won't be naked women. It'll just be, like, women looking good and, like, little clothing. And it'll be maybe more accessible to people, like the older generation that I know of anyways. They're pretty old school. They don't really like all the nakedness, or aren't comfortable about it. While our generation, we grew up on that. So I think it'll be more accessible and more for, you know, more generations of people. So I think that little change might help out, because nowadays, if people wanted to watch it, they can just go online and see anything like that. And if they made it more about the articles, maybe people will be more interested if they saw an article that they liked in there. So I can see how that might work out for them in the end.
I see that you completely changed your tune. I didn't know you were so, you know, wishy-washy. I didn't know it would be this easy to get you to change your opinion. I just threw up some numbers, and there you go, guys. You see that? You see my power of persuasion here? It's legendary. But I would say
yeah,
I have won this argument on, and I have won you over on this topic. Maybe it's time for a change for Playboy. We're just going to have to wait and see what's in store for us. And wait and see if what they do is pretty cool or if they revamp it. So, guys, after I beat Jay in the second round with our second topic, we're going to go on commercial break, but we'll be right back with the MLB playoffs. I hope you guys are excited because we're excited to talk about it. But, guys, stay tuned. We'll be back at this commercial break with Cruise Control. See you soon, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control. Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to Cruise Control, where you're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. Welcome back to the second half of our show. As you guys know, we just left off talking about the Playboy magazine, and then first off, we talked about Twitter laying off about over 300 employees. Now we're back. We got something exciting to talk about. It's going to be a great second half. We got the MLB playoffs. So, Jay, isn't this exciting? Tell me about it. What we got going on? As you guys know, it's October. It's about time for MLB playoffs, and it's been an exciting run so far. And, Jay, the team to watch, who do you think it is?
I just want to say it's the Cubs right now, man. We're going to be talking about the Cubs. They just beat the Cardinals, who, in my opinion, is one of the teams to always watch because they're, for some reason, they're always in the playoffs and winning championships. They kind of remind me of the Spurs, you know, but except they play baseball. So,
exactly.
I mean,
The Cardinals were my pick to go to the World Series. And the Cubs, who have been cursed this whole time, have just eliminated them. And look at that, a young team, a team that doesn't believe in curses is about to come out on top. I can't wait to see this run from them. I mean, I'm actually kind of rooting for them now. I mean, at first I didn't think they were going to get far. I really did think they were going to get eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. But it turns out I was completely wrong. And if they can stay hot, then they can go all the way. I like this young team. I mean, the more you see them play, especially in the playoffs, the more you see them play, the better they look to you. And, I mean, I don't know if they can continue to rely off hitting all those home runs, but if they can just maintain the pitching and continue to hit well, then I can see them going all the way to World Series and possibly winning the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Cubs look really good right now. And, I mean, if you guys remember, if any of you saw Back to the Future, they called the Cubs to win this year. I mean, psychic, right?
Exactly. I mean, that might be a coincidence, but that is a crazy coincidence. And that's just a fun fact, guys. For those of you guys who don't know, rewatch the movie. And if you guys have never seen the movie, then go watch it because in Back to the Future, they called the Cubs to win in the year 2015. So, the people who actually wrote the film work, directed the film work, one of them was a Cubs fan. And he actually called them to win the World Series. So this is a crazy prediction. If it comes to pass, this guy will be the new Nostradamus. And apparently that movie will have predicted the future correctly. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see if this prophecy is accurate. But, guys, they're not the only team in the playoffs. But they are mine and Jay's team to watch now because they have surprised us tremendously. But we still have other teams in it that are going crazy. So, Jay, what do you think about the other teams in it? You have any thoughts on them?
I mean, I think the Cubs are the team to watch. The Dodgers are a team to watch right there. I've always thought they should be. They spend so much money on their players, you would think every once in a while they would get it together. The Dodgers look to be playing really well. They just won their last game yesterday, and now they need to win one more game to make it to the next round. And I think they're going to do it. I think they are a better team than the team that they're currently playing right now.
Yeah, but I don't know if you know this, Jay, if you've been keeping up with the series. But most of the series are coming to an end as of right now. For example, the two American League Divisional Series, the Rangers and Blue Jays and the Astros and Royals have both finished those series. With the Blue Jays, I know you're excited, they came out on top, beating the Rangers 6-3 and winning the series 3-2. So your boy Troy Tulowitzki is still in it. So continue to root for him.
I'm so excited because it didn't look promising at all. I believe they were down two games to none and they managed to pull it out. I'm so proud of the Blue Jays because they were my team to watch. That's the first team I called when the playoffs first started, and I'm glad to see that, you know, my prediction might be coming right. But, you know,
when the only reason you called them is because Troy Tulowitzki got traded to that team.
I don't care. I've always thought that they were a good team, and then Troy Tulowitzki just took them to that next level.
So what you just let me just I just want to hear an answer to this. If Troy Tulowitzki would not have been traded to that team, would you have called them?
Yeah, bro.
I don't believe you, but we're going to move on from that. I'm just going to let you continue to believe that you would have picked him regardless. I'm going to continue to believe that you only picked him because Troy is over there now. But, guys, the next American League series that just ended up finishing was the Royals and Astros. Andrei, who do you think came out on top of that series? Because that series was another close one.
I would say the Astros came out on top.
And you would be wrong. Completely wrong, utterly wrong, and you weren't even close. Apparently, the Royals came out on top, winning that series 3-2, with an astounding win against the Astros 7-2. Now, we are really just waiting for the Dodgers and Mets, which are tied 2-2, which is, I like that series. I do think the Dodgers are going to pull it out. But the Mets have been hot all year. I don't expect them to go down without a fight. They have good pitching. They've had good hitting all year. But the Dodgers, I don't know, man. I see that magic in them. They came out. They won last night's game. And I think that they have momentum now. They might come in and win the game to move on to the next series. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see about that one. But I do... My call for that game, Jay, since that series isn't over, I'm going to call the Dodgers in that series. I'm sorry, Mets fans. I feel your pain, but I think the Dodgers have the momentum now, and I don't think the Mets are going to move on.
Yeah, I don't think the Mets are moving on either. Going into that series, I thought that the Dodgers were a better team, that they would pull it out. But I did think that the Mets were hot going into it, too. So it was a little iffy. And it is a very good series right now. But I do think the Dodgers edge it out. And I do think that they're going on to the next round.
Yeah, you know, I know one of our producers is a Mets fan. And I'm going to have to say I'm sorry, but you guys are the weakest link. Goodbye. Like, it's about time to go to Mets. And I'm not ready, you know. I know if they end up winning, I'm gonna look really bad saying this, but I do not expect them to come out on top.
Yeah, I mean, I want the Dodgers to win, but I'm kind of hoping you're wrong too. I just want to be able to call you out, but yeah, I do want the Dodgers to win. But who's your final pick of the remaining teams to win the whole thing?
You know what, the Cubs have swayed me. And I might have to jump on their bandwagon. Right now they got that Cinderella magic going on, and if they find a way to win, their curse will be lifted, and who doesn't love a fairy tale? So I'm going to hop on that bandwagon, and I'm going to say the Cubs. Don't get me wrong, if they don't win, it's not going to kill me. My teams have already been eliminated, so I'm just going to hop on their bandwagon. I'm going to vote for them because now, you know, they look like a Cinderella team to me. You know, I always believe in happy endings and cool stories. And for them, this would be a cool story because they haven't won in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that curse might come back to haunt them. You don't know. Maybe it's still active right now. I guess we just have to wait and see if any, like, bizarre moments happen, like it happened to them last time with that kid reaching out when they could have won. Or not could have won because it would have went going into the ninth inning, but, you know, they had a chance. But the team I'm going to call, since you picked the Cubs, I'm going with the Blue Jays. That is my final pick to win the whole thing. Hey, don't hate. Troy Tulowitzki makes a difference.
Yeah, only to you and only to your pick. I mean, I believe in Troy. He hasn't had the greatest series, but he's contributing, and he actually had a key at bat last time in their win. So, I mean, guys, as you can see, the playoffs are crazy. You know it's always going to get crazy in October, especially for baseball fans. So we're going to continue to update as the playoffs march on. So, guys, be ready to hear us talk about some more baseball because this is the exciting part of the season. That's what everyone waits for. But, guys, that's about the end of our show. We hope you liked it. We talked about some cool things today. So if you guys want to talk about it with us, feel free to mention it on Twitter, at CushionCrew66 and at JFilms. Feel free to talk to us, mention us, talk about, bring up topics you want to talk about, whatever.
Yeah,
so, guys, thank you for joining us. Jay, sign us out.
Later, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Cruise Control. See you tomorrow. Now shut up and drive.